First of all, Cam, it's kind of something new for you instead of basketball. You got tennis this year. What led to the decision to try one over the other?
Really just needed to kind of take a step back from the grind of basketball. You know, I've been involved in basketball in some capacity pretty much since I was born with my dad coaching. So I think it's just a good decision for my family and for me as well. But, you know, I'm getting a master's degree and doing some other things outside of school as well. So I'm just kind of excited for the change of pace and have really enjoyed this first week of tennis.
We were talking a little bit about the weather. Now it's warmed up. Yesterday it's warmed up. This morning it kind of feels a little bit more like August, but it was a great weather opportunity to get out and really get some work done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, was it not?
Yeah, it was good. We had a lot of storms there on Wednesday, so we had to do the best we could inside. But the girls are doing a really good job, working really hard, and you know our goal is just to get a little bit better every day, and they're really buying into that idea.
When you talk about tradition and winning at Trenton High School, I guess you know you start with that team across the way, that softball program, but tennis is right up there, girls and boys. What does it look like for the opportunity for success for girls tennis this fall?
Yeah, you know, we would love to continue to build that up. We've got a really good top-of-the-line player, in my opinion, in Astrid Soriano. I think she's going to be really, really tough this year. And then we've got a lot of girls who are just have some experience and need to kind of take that next step. And, you know, Coach Auchenfels and go back to Coach Haney, they've just done such a good job. And so, you know, we're just looking to continue to build on that and hopefully get better.
With numbers-wise, you mentioned 12, which – I think you look at any number and say we'd like it to be bigger, but it could be smaller. So 12, at the end of the day, it's a number you can work with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like I think every sport is always kind of looking at numbers right now and thinking they could have had more. But, you know, I'm really excited for the group that we have. And like I said, they're really buying into just getting better every day.
It does say something about the high school, though, and the girls that are roaming the halls that you have four sports in the fall. And I think every one of them has above average numbers. That's a pretty good sign for girls that want to go out and they want to do something with their life in the fall.
It really is good to see. You know, as involved as we can get these kids is awesome for our school, for our community. You know, we have great community support, and we're just excited to hopefully put together another year of, again, just really consistent play up, you know, across all four sports.
I guess in tennis, the last several years, a good season with the results has been win districts, beat Chillicothe a couple of times, make some noise in the postseason if you get into the bracket. Is that kind of what you're looking at wanting to get to here in about 2 months?
Yeah, you know, this team is going to have to kind of figure out their own, you know, where we land and once we get going. But as far as expectations, you know, we want to have the mindset of being competitive every single match, no matter who we're playing. We want to have that mental toughness. And, you know, again, this group, I think, is going to have that, and they're going to work hard.
Hey, you got Astrid as kind of the backbone of the team. How do you feel about the depth and just the ability to get better with the entire group?
I really think we have a chance to really see improvement throughout the year. Have a lot of girls who don't have a ton of experience, but have really jumped right in and worked hard, not only this summer, but this first week.
For you personally, how excited were you? Obviously, it was our decision to give up the girls' basketball job, but to see somebody as established as Coach Richmond take it, how exciting was that for you?
They're going to be great. You know, Coach Richmond is just one of the best around. He's going to do such a good job with them. And you know, that group is in a really good position to be successful. And I'm excited to continue to watch them and grow and cheer them on.
When you get here in mid-August, school starting, I think, you know, next week, football starting. We all love high school football in the fall. You know, it's kind of, we all have that. How excited do you get personally when you get this close to the start of the school year?
I'm excited. You know, I obviously chose this profession for a reason. I love this time of year. It's really exciting to come back, see all the kids, and just hopefully develop a really good energy this year.